plastic propellants you mentioned, what were they used for?
Yes, well, they really replaced, I suppose, cordite. They could be extruded as cords. They could be extruded into solid propellant charges with a star centre. They always had a star centre to give constant burning surface. As it burnt out to the outside, the burning surface remained approximately constant. But it was very adaptable material, easy to alter the burning rate. Could be used for rocket motors from about 2 inches in diameter. Tests would be carried out on what we call K-rounds. They were about 2 inches in diameter. We'd use those for testing. And up to, well, we the largest charges we dealt with would be about 8 inches internal diameter. At Westcott, they filled charges considerably larger than that. It was very good for temperature cycling because, of course, these things have got to be made so that they can withstand the heat of the desert or the chill of the stratosphere, being on an aircraft, and without cracking. And that was one of the things we had to test for.